Quern Simmen, Rechnen und Gimmel. In the middle of Thief Bays. This is the end of the top line of the Rambam. We had had guidelines in Dinei Chazorim, which means that if a person took off a tavshil in Shabbos, and he wants to return it, to return the tavshil back on the kirin, so there are certain guidelines. One guideline is that the kirin should be kerufa k'tuma. The second guideline is you should not have put the kedera, the pot, on the ground. The Rambam says more than that, he has to be holding the kedera in his hand. And daitoi laharzer, and also when he took it off, he had an intent to return the kedera on the kirav. So, and all these cheshbonis were for one purpose, to show that this is not a shehiya chadosha, that is not, he's now putting on in Shabbos a kedere, which then there's a sfora of merzi kimavashel, looks like he's starting to cook in Shabbos. But if we have all these conditions, so we see that this is a continuation of the Shehiya Rishayna, and therefore it is Muta. But we need these conditions, Gerufa Ktuma, Taite Laharzer, Noida Biyodai. V'yesh Oimrim. Now, others say, the chol de eine also, this halacha that we need oida biyodai v'daitai laharzer is only rak shenot loy minakire miboidyoim v'loy echziroi ad shecheshecha. That the scenario is as follows. It was on the Kirim Erev Shabbos. He took it off Erev Shabbos. It was never on the Kirim in Shabbos. And now he puts on the pot on the Kirim in Shabbos. Now, this looks very modern. That means when the Shabbos came in, there was nothing on the kire. Then, a half hour later, he comes with his pot, and he's putting it on the kire in Shabbos. So there, we have to connect this chazore to the previous shehiya. We have to, he's not putting on a pot in Shabbos. It was on already before Shabbos, and he was holding it the whole time, and it's Daitai Laharzer. So we need these conditions in order to connect the Chazore to the Shehiya Rishoyna, which was before Shabbos. Because a person passing by and looked at the Kire, the beginning of Shabbos, nothing was on the flame. Nothing was on the... And all of a sudden, half an hour later, he sees a pot on the Kire. So then we need these conditions to show that this is not, he's putting it on in Shabbos. This is a continuation of the Shehiya Rishoyna, which was before Shabbos. Aval, im lokhoi misham mishehesheicha, but if the pot was on the flame in Shabbos, was a grufa k'tume, was on It was on the Kirev. So then, so we saw this part in the beginning of Shabbos was on the Kirev. An hour later, it was taken off and put back on again. So everyone sees this is the same part that was here in the beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, there is no need to connect the Chazorah to the Shehiyah. It connects by itself. If you are aware of what was on the Kir in the beginning of Shabbos, and you see the same part there now, so you put two and two together, so everyone will figure out by themselves that this is not a Shehiyah Rishayna, this is a continuation of the previous Shehiyah. And therefore, afilu inicha yalgabe karke muta, so afilu put it down on the karke, as long as it is grufo k'tume, it is muta. So this is a moira de kekule, that means all these conditions that we had learned yesterday, you need oida biyoda, ividaita ilahazir, and you shouldn't put it on the karke. Oh, according to the Shita, which is a Shita Saran, this is Muta. Let us see the Mishnah Bura. V'yesh oimrim, d'cholze, perish, chod boin and dafke. These conditions, which we said, that these conditions are necessary in order to make chazor in Shabbos, the bina davkoi, the biyodoi, he's still holding it. Gamdai te laharzer. Our gorev etotum lekulam bina. This, that means everyone agrees that it has to be gorev etotum. But the other conditions of the biyodoi, vidai te laharzer, that is only necessary kishanot lemin akirimi boyoi. If it was taken off the kirim ibaidyoy, the kivin shaloi hoya hanetila b'Shabbos, or wasn't taken off in Shabbos, nire chazorosoi kipula chadosha, so that when he puts it on in Shabbos, does not look like this is a continuation of the previous shehiyah. It looks like he comes in Shabbos, he puts the pot on the kirim, so it looks like that he's going to cook in Shabbos. So in order to take away this nirim, that one should see she'einoi ela chazorah. This is not he's putting it on mitchila in Shabbos. This is a continuation of the previous shehiyah. But if it was on the kirev, the beginning of Shabbos, so then Chazore is muta, afilu he put it al gabi karke, afilu lehoya daitai laharzer, afilu didn't have any intent, he took it off the kirim, he didn't have any intent whatsoever to put it back. Vakam, sharei akil yedu, everyone will know, the kvar omda haktera bakira, the kera was already on the kira in his bashla kvar, and that what he's putting it back on the kira is not he's starting to cook it now, he just wants it should, he's returning it to the kira, it should remain warm. Fine. This is a yesh aimer. So we have here 2 days. So the Rama says as follows. V'chein noyagim lahokil b'tanurim shalonu sheyesh lahem din kire. So the Ramah says, the minig ha'olam is, the minig in the times of the Ramah is, that they were saying the Randaran. They feel sich like the Ran. They made chazor in Shabbos without the biyodoi. And another thing, we heard before that the whole heta of chazore is only al gabe hakire and not toich hakire. Toich hakire they asked by chazore. So the minute oilam is we return the avilu toich hakire. We put it in the kir also. Why? Because the Gemara is speaking about that it wasn't al ha'esh in the beginning of Shabbos. It wasn't al ha'esh Erev Shabbos, and he took it off. Then there's a whole number of conditions which have to be niskayim in order that we should see that this is a continuation of the previous Shehiyah. And one of the conditions is al gabi akira, not teich akira. Teich akira was derech levashel. Al gabi akira was, it was further away from day, so there was only lohochen. So that condition, that teich akira is also, is if you made a chazore from something that was on the Kira Erev Shabbos, taken off the Kira Erev Shabbos, then we need all these conditions and all these requirements. But if it was on the Kira in the beginning of Shabbos, no problem. You put it on the ground, you put it back in the Kira, Toich HaKira, Shalom Al Yisrael. That is the minig that was Bisman. And the minig ha'olam is that we rely on the makilim, we rely on this shita. V'toyim lahachmel. That's the minik ha'olam. He will not disagree with this. This is the minik ha'olam. But if you'll ask the Ramah says, let us not be samech on the shittas ha'mikilim. V'toyim lahachmel. So that was the achra of the Ramah. Let us see what happened so far. V'chayin noyegim lahokil betanurim. Hainu shemarzirim l'soich atanur b'shabbos. You put back in the tanur in Shabbos. Ma shenoyselam acha shelokhu min acholin t'lachila k'day shelo yitztanin. The minik ha'olam is they take out the cholin from inside the soich atanur. Was in, and they return it there. As long as it's Dorof HaKotum. Dorof HaKotum, everyone agrees that you need. But as long as it's Dorof HaKotum, they put it back in the tunnel. Zakter Amor, but V'toyim LaHachmer. Now, why V'toyim LaHachmer? Two reasons. Look, this is the Shita Saran that the whole Gemara is speaking about, that he took it off Erev Shabbos, he's putting it back in Shabbos. This is the Shita Saran, but there are a lot of Rishonim who learned the Gemara differently, that it's speaking about it was on the Kira in Shabbos and took it off in Shabbos. So just to be saying behind the Ran, when there's many poiskim who disagree with the Ran, it's not Kedai. Vo'oid, Kebeshoisim Soivel, that the second Kulde, Shegam Haran, Lehiter El Agabi Akira, Veloy Besoiche, Filu, the Ran was only Mekel, he put it on the ground, it's not Aite Belazer, it's not Aite Beyodai, that was the Ran, but the Ran was never Mekel to put it, Toish Akira, the Ran wasn't Mekel, Filu, the Ran alone, וגם המוגן אברום בסיב קוטן למתי מצדת כבישי סבעין שם. וידיף אותנו שלא נמכירם, So Memele, so if Afulu, according to the many Praishkim hold the Meshaisu and the Wom Sefil, according to the Ram, Toich HaKire is also, so this minig, which was the minig they had the Sholem inside the oven, which is a Dinkira, fine. And after they took it out, they put it back again inside. This is already stretching the string a little bit too far. This is already this cooler. First of all, it's only according to the Ran. And second of all, the price scheme that all the Ran also never was make so much. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to be a Melech Yosha on the this is a Minigoy Lom, it seems, which was in the times of the Mishnah Berurah also. Either Moshe says v'toyv la'achma, im mikol mokim nire sheyesh schus al haminig. This the minig is not too bad. This shtickle that they put in the tano also. Ki kvar nispar bepoiskim shen lech leser hazore elim kein yeshchoim shakidei royiye naser reisachas minachoim. The whole iser hazore is that after you return it, the contents in the pot can become yadse levis. That, then there's an iser hazore, and then there's dinim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'zeh einei motzui kol kach." We're speaking about the times of the Mishnah Berurah. They didn't have a gas oven. They didn't have an electric oven. They had coals. And by the time when they ate the cholent already, it was neither was grufe or ktume. So too hot, it wasn't there already. The cholent should be. So when they put back the cholent in Toich HaTano, between you and me, that's not called Chazore. Because the cholent never would become Yatzel Edus at the most of the times. Zeni Mosi Kolkach. Okay, Ein Lefak Beit Bozer. Sima Meile, so he says, let's not look down at the Hamoin Am, who they still used to put it back in Toich HaTano, because if we'll be realistic, we'll realize that the heat, which is Toich HaTano, will not make the food Yatze Ledes. V'ayin L'kamei B'siv Kotn Samaches ואחר כך מוצאוסי בלבוש כדבורנו. I think Yatze Ledes is from 120 to 160. So I'll compone him. It didn't get so warm. It didn't get so warm. So between you and me, there's really no Chazore. Chazore is only, I'm putting it back in a mokim that he can get Yatze Ledes. So when they put back the cholent, it didn't accomplish so much, it wouldn't become 120. So Mamela, it's not gefellas. That's how the, so the Mal we had Arimo, which told us, Amoyre de Kekule, from the Ran, that is Moyredik, that our Chazores, if there was a Shia Erev Shabbos, and we took it off the stove, in Shabbos already, we don't need all these conditions of Daitei Lachsa, Naidei Biyodai. So even though this prayer, Malkabonim is a Shita Saran, which is today to know. Now let's go back to the remote. So the Ramah just brought down the minig koilam. It's preferable to be machmer. It's preferable to be machmer because the space comes out of choilik on the ran. It's not more than that. Miu. Nitzdane lekuli alma also. But if it got cold, Then forget about it. Lakuma only also. So now there's, you say this to Commissioner Bure. Imnitstanen, I know Imnitstanen Lagambi. Now we had mentioned before there's a machloikis, the Mor and the Mahaba, by a liquid that was completely cooked. So let's talk about water that was completely cooked. And it cooled off. It's not yatsay like this. It's, let's see, it's 110 degrees. It's not yatsaladis. It's not fine, but it's not yatsaladis. According to the Mechaba, there's a din, yesh bishul acha bishul. You're going to make it up to 120. You're over an isha bishul diyaraisa. Because by a liquid, the whole concept of bishul is not the physical change that occurred with the object, because by water there's no change. It's the same water. It's not cooked water. It's the same. The whole accomplishment of the bishul is that it's hot. So the minute it gets cold, it cools off. Not cold. It gets cools off. It's 110. So the bishul, which was done to this water, it became bottle. So it's not cooked anymore. So if you'll put it back and you'll make it 120, you're over and it's a bishul minatayla. This is Shitas Amachaba. The Gemara holds, no, that afilu by a liquid we say ein bishul acha bishul, that it was cooked. It's cooked, finished. It's, you can't cook it twice. But only if it's still warm. If it's cold, then we machma, we say yes bishul acha bishul. But the lambda says we have to wait till simin shin yud ches to understand what the pshor of the Ramo is. But this is the Shitas HaRamo. The Ramo holds that if it's still warm, there's no issa bishul on the liquid. If it's cold, then there's an issa bishul. So here the Ramo is talking. So the Ramo says, but I brought down the Shitas HaRan. I was miyashiv with the minikoylom, he says, but if you ever want to be cholin, then you have a problem. In the stunning, if it got cold already, if the liquid content got cold, you can't put it back. Don't tell me the Ran is talking about Dini Chazore. But the minute it gets cold and you're going to put it back and it's become Yatsay Lendis, you're cooking in Shabbos. That is what the Gemara is saying. That's one shot in the... Less than 112. Well, what? Cold. It's not warm. Warm means that you enjoy the warmth. That means you have some, it's not a hot chicken soup, but it's a warm chicken soup. If it's really, it cooled off so much that there's no enjoyment of the warmth, that's called cold. So even it's standing, if it got cold, lekuli alma also. So let's see the Mishnah Bura. Hainu im nitanin legamri, uchamay shekosavnu lemailo, vahatam, vishayir achakach oid bishul chodosh. So according to this pshat in Mishnah Bura, the Gemara is only speaking about a liquid. He's speaking about the watery cholent or whatever it is, and you want to make a chazore in Shabbos. So he's telling you, listen, in Hilchas Chazore, it's not gefelach. But if it was nitstanin and it's a liquid, so we say, yesh bishul acha bishul. V'ayin lekamon b'mogin avrom sivkot lamedvom shekosav. Now, the b'mogin avrom says, merlik echidish. The afilu b'dovo yovesh. Afilu, we don't have a liquidy cholent. We have a dry cholent. She'ein boi merak. It's no liquid in it. Lo yishayich boi bishul. Gan Cain also, it's also to put it back. Why? That means even the Ran was Machadish. The Ran was Machadish, there's no Isser Chazorim. The Ran was Machadish, there's no Isser Chazorim. If it was the beginning of Shabbos Alakire, but the Kivin Shekvar Nitzanem, but now it got cool. Botlo Hashehiya Harishoino. So the previous year became Botl. Vavi Kinoisein Ato Mechodosh Besoichatano. Lose also Bechol Gavni. Bechol Zamamela, this is a new Chumre in Hilchas Chazore that. If it's Nitzana Legamri, so it's called now a new Shehiye, and there's no Heter Chazorah. The Chosak Shemenicha Yata B'mokim, again, Shaydei Achayim Yeyatzala, this point. Kosvu Achayim. Now, the B'mokim Shemuta Laharzer, in a place where you're allowed to put back in the tunnel, Afilu listoim piyatano bedaf acher achazoret. Afilu, it seems the Tano had an opening, and you're going to go and put a board there to seal the opening. Those allowed to do that. The stima sadaf le mikri hatmonet. Hatmone, which we learned a little bit about hatmone. Hatmone means if the pot is wrapped around with something, let's see, the Moisef Hevel or not Moisef Hevel, but it's wrapped around. But putting a board in front of the Pesach HaTano is not considering it. It's everything is far away. You're preventing the cold there from entering the Tano, Lemikri Atmone. Miu, im al yedei stimas fi HaTano, but if Kozman, the Piatano, is open, it won't get Yatzeledes. By closing the Piatano, it can become Yatzeledes. So then we have here the Toiv Lahachmer of the Gemara that we shouldn't be saying Machan Daran, and others say Daran never held that Toichatana is Mutter. Uchinal receives Kotnu Samachzai. So then better don't, if it's going to get Yatzeledes, then we lost the Kula that the Mishnah Berurah had said, and therefore don't do it. The whole Zahu, this whole Kula of the Ran that Chazore is Mutter in Shabbos, Be'en Gecholim Boireis B'Tano. There's no coals burning in the Tano. Avlim Yesham Gecholim Boireis, if you're burning coals in the Tano, Poshit B'Mishnah, the Be'en Gorim B'Kotna Filu, the Be'isil will also Lahazir. Vafila Tano Shalom, the Domi Lekire Gam Kenosa B'Chol Gavni. Lefi Masher Kosav B'Seifa Yeshua Siakim says there are two dinim in Grufa. There's a Grufa by Shehiye. That means if it's not, let's say Kaloch, it's not Kemachol Ben Dresoi. So the only heter is if you take out the coals, they have to take out the coals from the Kire. But then there's a din grufa by Chazorah. By Chazorah, the Shiris Yakim says that the din grufa is not mechayev to take out the coals completely. As long as you push them to our side, that's also called grufa legabi Chazorah. You shovel them away to side, you slotlum gova gecholim iboyim, shirak letzadechot, so then it will be mutter. Let's go further. V'yesh oimrim. Now others say, Deim hoitzi machol minatano b'shabbos. So till now, the Ramah said that there's a minigoylom, and there's a ram that they can be makel, that if you took it out on Shabbos, you can put it back into the tano. That's chazore to where it was before. Before it was b'teicha tana, you're allowed to return it back in the tana. V'yesh oimrim dimhoitzi machol min hatano b'shabbos, also lahanichoi b'korim u'b'kastois. That means I took it out, now it's still nice and warm, so I want to ensure that this warmth will remain, so I'll wrap it around now with blankets, in order to ensure that the heat, which is in this pot, will remain, that this is also. Zokta Mishnah Berurah also lanichoi, v'zeh mikri t'chilas hatmonim. That means this is not a continuation. Chazora means it was before Al-Gabi Akira, it was before Teich Akira. I'm returning it to its previous status. Chazore is muta. But this is a new, I'm doing something new. Before it was in the Tano, now I'm making Katmone. I'm doing a different pu'ule to ensure that the heat should remain. And that is also, that's not called Chazore. Hamachol ham v'reiseich, even though the machol is hot, nitziat seledes also. V'im einoi tomon heitev b'soichom. But what? Now we had before, we learned two shittas. We had the shittas hamachaber that holds hatmone b'mitzas is also called hatmone. And that was the Mechaber held, if the pot is on the Gicholim, that's called Yeramachman Bedova HaMoisev Hevel, before Shabbos, which is also. The Gemara says, the whole din Atmone, if it's Tavke completely wrapped around, and we feel like the Gemara, and others say that according to the Gemara, if it's not completely wrapped around, it's not called Atmone. So he says, that what the Ramah said, now you're not allowed to make hatmona, that means if he's making a hatmona which is completely enveloping the pot. But he's wrapping around towels and blankets, but it is not completely tomon, shupasuach milamaylo. That means the top of the pot is not covered with a wrapping. Could be as a cover, but that's nothing. That's not atmone, sorry. There's only mikri atmone, t'moy shekosav remoam, b'soiv stiv aleph v'hago. So, till now, we were learning a kulev in Hilchos Chazore. Now we're going to learn, or we'll start learning, a Moyodike Chumre in Hilchos Chazore. Yesh Oimrim, others say, the Chol Shohu Somoch Lachasheicha. If it's close tonight, and close, it'll give us guidelines what's called close. Oisomoch leboru, shu kabola shabbos ledidon. if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu, so that's called Shabbos. So a zman that is samuch to Baruch Hu, samuch to Shabbos, in who samuch kol kach. So what's called samuch close? He's going to give us guidelines. She'im nikanein akdeiro. I have a part. Now let's see what we're talking about. We don't have time tonight to learn the reasons for this, but let us just say the halacha. Because I'm more saying, I had a pot on the flame. Fine. And let's say it's 20 minutes before Shabbos. Someone wants to put up some hot water for coffee. No problem. So we take off. But still, we take off the pot. Everything is cooked already. Shalom Yisrael. We put the pot on, we take it off. We put now, he cooks up water for hot coffee. Now he wants to put back the pot back on the flame. This is Achazores, Erev Shabbos, and something that's completely cooked, he wants to make Achazores, but it's not Gufal Ktume, which is no problem. It's completely cooked already. It's with all the good tzachim. It's nisbashel kol tzorchei mitzamik veraloi. He got a heter from his rov. He don't need a blech. He never invested in a blech. When he makes it, when he cooks he doesn't need a blech. He can put it back on the fire. Right? He can put it back on the fire. But someone just took it off the fire to make the coffee. Right? Now he's going to make a chazore. It's harder. Shalin, it's bubbling and cooked and everything, wants to make a chazore. So others say, wait. Before you make a chazore, let us see. Let's imagine for 1 minute that this would be cold. This pot would be cold. From the time you put it back till Shabbos or till Baruch Hu, could you heat up this pot? We're talking about a big cholent pot, a 20-gallon cholent pot. If this would be cold, could you heat it up? Now there's 15 minutes left. Could you heat it up? No, couldn't heat it up. So it would be cold. But it's not cold, it's cooked. No. As long as this is so close to Shabbos, and so close means if it would be cold, the contents that are in this pot cannot be cooked up before Shabbos. This is called Chazore, Jeru Shabbos. This is called Chazore, that is also, if it's not true for Ktuma. This is Amor V'Kechumre. So now just let's say what he's saying. Yes, Eileen, the whole shoe somach la hashet, a somach la boho, shukabola shabbos lobido. Imu somach kolka, it's so close. What do you mean close? He's not going to give us. Close means we have to be done each pot where it is. It's not closeness in time. Shim nitanin akdeira, if the contents in this kdeira would be cold. You could not warm it up. It's equivalent that this is Shabbos. And in order to make chazore, you need terufa or ktuma. The minig is that you could be meiko. But again, the Ramah tells us these are G'dayli HaRishonim, which said this halacha, so it's preferable to be Mahmer and And not too, so someone wants a coffee, and it's 60 minutes before Shabbos. You tell them, listen, not, I have the soul to there, maybe you want a coffee, either a cold coffee or that's your headache. Don't taste cross the spot, because then I'm going to have a big problem to put back the spot. I have a remote that says, stay in the harbor.
No.
And since it is a chazor, it's problematic.